Nialas could hear the faint rustling of the Korax's wings behind him, and the sound of their approach sent a shiver racing down his spine. The thought of what would happen if they found him was as chilling as the patches of ankle-deep snow that threatened to slow his pace. Over his shoulder, the towering stand of ancient redwood kept the creatures blocked from sight. Few could say they had ever seen their dark wings. Those that had lived only long enough to regret it. Nialas, on the other hand, knew all too well what these creatures were capable of. They were the eyes of the White Tower, their watchers, a twisted amalgamation of night raven and reptile. As clear as the baying of a pack of bloodhounds, their dark guttural caws echoed off the mountain peaks behind him. Pushing his fear aside, Nialas willed his legs to keep moving, but with each new step, he found the task increasingly difficult. The frigid mountain air cut his face like a knife and burned his lungs with every inhale. His foot caught a root and sent him tumbling. He clutched the tightly wrapped bundle to his chest and turned his shoulder before smacking against the side of one of the massive trees. The pain was intense, but Nialas managed to push himself up against the rough bark and cradle the squirming package in his arms. Two little hands shot out of the small opening at the top and grabbed hold of his long, white beard. Nialas clenched his teeth. The sharp pain of yanked whiskers nearly caused him to holler. "That's quite the grip you have there, little one," he whispered, trying to untangle the babe's tiny fingers. After struggling to regain his balance, Nialas promptly decided a short rest was in order. The force of his breath burned his lungs, offering him yet another sharp reminder of the inevitable deterioration of old age. He lifted his head and studied the star-filled sky through the coverlet of branches above. He had been on the run for 3 days, with no idea how much longer he could stay ahead of those tracking him. He knew the Korax were close. He could feel them in the short hairs on the back of his neck. With the last of the sun's rays having slipped over the horizon hours ago, he knew his best chance of spotting the tower's winged hunters would be their silhouettes against the brightly lit heavens. If the stars began to wink, it was time to move. Nialas took another deep breath and wished he hadn't.
Phew!
Holding his nose with one hand, he pulled down the babe's swaddling to discover it had been soiled. Again. It had been more years than he would like to admit since he had cared for a child. Nialas had forgotten how demanding they could be. "I can't continue to waste magic cleaning your backside, young man," he said, as if the drooling, wide-eyed face looking up at him was going to understand. Nialas huffed and rolled his eyes, but in the end, he lowered his hand over the wrapping and spoke a few runic words. "Adama Leestra." The smell dissipated, along with the obvious stain. "That should hold for now." He wrapped the swaddling back around the child's shivering body. The thick brows shelving the top of his eyes lowered when he noticed the strange mark developing on the back of the boy's right shoulder. He ran his finger across the darkened area. "It would appear I was right about you after all, my little failing." Nialas took a moment to pat down the babe's rather distinguishable head of white hair. After tucking the child's arms back within the warmth of his covering, he tried rubbing the soreness from his aching calves. When that didn't work, he stood and shook the loose snow from his robes before pushing on. He had found the boy's mother not 5 days past and helped her deliver, but even with hands as skilled as his, there was no stopping the outcome. Magic, like nature, demanded balance. When bringing something as powerful as this failing child into the world, there was a price to be met, and his mother had paid it with her life. Nialas fought his way through the dense brush. He was nearing the edge of the tree line, which meant he was about to lose his temporary reprieve from the Korax's prying eyes. Keeping hidden from the winged trackers was one thing, but behind him were the sniffers. Nialas could feel their presence drawing steadily closer. They were monstrous beings, twisted and shaped by magic to serve a single purpose: to hunt down wielders, or, in the ancient tongue, the Vanae. The sniffers were grotesque creatures whose nests could be found in the northern parts of Caldera. Their elongated features and dagger-like teeth and claws had been designed to inflict the maximum amount of damage. But for all their vehemence, it was not the sniffers forcing Nialas to push himself beyond what common sense would have considered sane. It was what followed. Their masters, the ones holding their leash. They were called the Bulradur, which in the ancient tongue meant the departed.